Hey, welcome to the podcast of In the Closet. We're here in the closet. That was really choppy.
Why do you sound like a robot sometimes when you start?
I might be a robot.
No, you're not a robot.
Nope, I'm not a robot.
No. But sometimes you sound like a robot when you start the podcast.
Is that a criticism? Because we can fix that.
No, it's just an observation.
An observation. So it's not even...
It's just an observation. It's fine. I don't care.
You don't care? I don't care if you sound like a stupid robot.
Don't make me laugh, man. My core is sore.
Your core is sore.
I did core.
It happens.
Two different times yesterday.
You're such a baller.
I am.
Two times.
Hardcore. And no pun intended. Ha! See what I did there? Anyway.
Hardcore. Very good.
Anyway, but I hardly ever work core anymore. And I did it twice in one day. And this morning I woke up, I rolled over, and I felt like I'd been beat with a baseball bat in the belly. So don't...
Well...
Don't make me laugh. What?
There might be something I need to tell you.
Oh.
No, I'm kidding.
But anyway, so don't make me laugh. But I feel like that's virtually impossible with you because you're always making me laugh. But anyway. Sorry, go ahead.
No, I'm just sitting here thinking, what if, like, if I don't... You know what? I don't want to be, like... super rich, like win the billion, like they did, somebody did in South Carolina.
Yeah.
Like that's too much. That's like over the top.
Uh-huh.
That's like
too much stress, right?
Well, I mean, you have to hide from people.
Well,
like
yeah,
you have to hide from the mob. You have to hide from, I mean, people are coming for you, man.
That's what I'm saying.
That's a lot of stress. You cannot show your face if you let it out.
Yeah.
So I don't feel like if you win 2 to 3 million, you have to live like that. Like you're good. You can still live and have your life, which would be cool. But I'm not even talking about winning that much. All I want to do is make enough money. Here's what I want. I want to say, let's go out. We're out of town with friends. We're at the beach. We're in a city that we've always wanted to visit. We're hanging out. Somebody said, you got to eat at this place. We go to this place. We're going to have dinner. We sit down. And I can just order. Like, I can order, I can be like, off the menu, you know what? We'll have these, you recommend this appetizer? This one looks freaking good, and that one looks great. You know what? Give us 4 appetizers, and I want to order, like, for the crew here, I just want to, like, everybody get what you want. I'm paying.
You
want
to pay for it.
I want to pay for it, but then, you know what? I want to try some of that stuff, so why don't you bring another... this pasta dish, why don't you bring another, like, this fish or this steak, like, and then everybody can try stuff and eat, and if you leave it, you leave it. If somebody wants to take it, they can take it, but at the end of the day, I'm like, we got to really enjoy that meal, and we didn't have to worry about, like, get something cheap and get a water,
right?
And you better freaking eat every bite of it. Don't order something you're not going to eat.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
I do know what you're saying.
That would be relaxing.
That would be
to
nice.
Be like, I got this.
That would be nice.
And you know what? Bring the best wine. We're going to have a really good wine. It's just like you get to celebrate. Because that, to me, that's like real, like, community. Is like celebrating and eating and laughing with all your friends. Like friends or family or, shoot, random people. Would it even work with random people right now for me?
I don't know.
It would. That's what I'm saying.
That would be a wonderful thing. Which reminds me of a story that, well, it was actually a joke that Stanley from the gym was telling me. Which Stanley, he's been on my social media lately, but he's a 73-year-old guy that comes to the gym 5 days a week. He lifts. He's in great shape for 73, especially. But anyway, he's a jokester and he tells these jokes. Now, I'm not even going to try to tell the joke because I botch jokes all the time. But the basis of the story was this man went into a restaurant with an ostrich, which just sounds funny. But anyway, he always ordered, you know, he ordered whatever, a cheeseburger, french fries, and he'd go to the lady to pay, and it would be like $12.72. And he would reach in his pocket and just pull out the exact change. $12.72. Then the next day he would order something, it would be $14.87. He'd reach in his pocket and pull out exact change every time. Wouldn't that be, I'm not going to do the rest of it, I don't remember the rest of the joke, but what I'm saying is, what if you could go to a restaurant and like you said, I have something in my throat, sorry. And you would have, you order everything you want. You don't even look at the price. You order dessert, order drinks, and then they bring the bill and it's $275.16 and you just reach in your pocket and it's magically there. You don't even worry about it because you know it's going to be there, the exact amount. And you did that.
And it's not a credit card.
Yeah, no, it's cash.
It's like, it's good. Like, you're good. You're like, I can do this and I'm fine. Like, I can get home.
Yeah, because the exact change when you put your hand in the pocket is going to be there. Like, no matter what you go buy or what you go order.
Well, you're going to need at least 20% tip if they're good. So you're going to need more than that. Well, okay. Are you counting that in this example?
No, it's just an example. It's just a story. It's part of a joke.
All right, well.
I wish I could remember the rest of the joke. It was something like he found a bottle and it was a genie and he got two wishes and it was.
It's fine.
And it was.
I'll ask him next time. It's okay.
I just wish to have the exact change anytime I need it, and I wish to have...
No, don't. Stop.
A young chick that agrees with everything that I want. I don't know. Something like that. Something about a young
chick. But he does. Isn't his wife like 36?
Yeah, but this was the joke. It wasn't real life.
Okay. Yeah.
But anyway.
Oh, you were telling a joke.
See, I don't... I said I wasn't going to. Then I started down the road of telling it, and then I quickly... did a U-turn and decided not to tell the full joke. Because I can't tell jokes. But anyway, that would be amazing to be able to do that.
Well, I thought it was funny.
I would just like to be able to do what you said. Plus, just like pay all of our bills for the month. Get the kids everything they need. Or kind not want, because they want stupid stuff. But you know what I mean? Like, be able to like...
What they need.
What they need and what we need. And then just have a little bit extra to save. That's all I want.
Yeah, save.
I'm not even needing to be...
We're going
to
get there. These kids are sucking life out of us.
You do know that we're 42. When are we going to get there?
Oh, we're going to get there. We're going to get there.
And then we're going to have nobody to spend money on.
Yeah, oh, it'll be fine. We will always have money to... We'll always have
things to
spend money on. Trust me, or people. I mean, even if it's us traveling somewhere.
True.
Living a decent life, you know.
Get us an RV.
Which is a good life.
We can get an RV.
Enjoy my life.
Sell our house and just travel, you know, park up.
That sounds really awesome.
I mean, I kind of think it does. I like to travel.
Who's going to drive the RV?
You.
I'm going to drive it.
I can't drive it because you get car sick if you're not driving.
True.
So you'd have to drive the RV, and I'll just sit there and I will co-pilot because I'm good at that.
Yeah, you're a really good co-pilot.
You said that sarcastically. I feel like.
No, you are. You're a really good co-pilot.
Moving on. I sense your sarcasm. I do.
So I'm going to stop now the fantasizing on having plenty of money to order a bunch of food.
You just want to eat. What if we could eat whatever we wanted and calories didn't matter? So you eat.
That's how we live in America. That's what people do every day.
No,
they eat and they're like, well, I deserve to not be fat.
I
deserve to not have to work at anything.
No,
I deserve to not. Because Brenda across the street, she eats whatever she wants and she still looks good. Well, no, Brenda doesn't. Brenda's lying to you, man. Brenda does not eat whatever she wants.
Right.
Brenda's got an eating disorder. Or Brenda... She works out on the low. She's one of those. She's a sandbagger. She's one of those people that works out like crazy. It doesn't really eat good, but when she's around other women, she like eats chocolate and eats like. She's like, oh, I always eat. And they're like, oh my gosh, how do you stay so thin? She's like, I don't know. I don't know. And they're like, do you work out? No. And under the house in this dungeon, she's got this freaking sweet. Gym that she's down there crushing herself just so she can rub it in people's face.
And she does the opposite of what we all do and like take gym selfies and like talk about how much we work out.
Right. She does the opposite.
How well we eat. She does,
She's in her lingerie or bathing suit eating a brownie taking a selfie and she's like hashtagging no workout Brenda.
Right.
Rockin' body no workout Brenda. Like all I eat is brownies. I don't work out and I'm hot, Brenda. Like, and all the women and everybody's like, men are like, why can't you do that? Why can't you just eat like that? Why do you have to work out so much to look like Brenda? You know what I'm saying?
Do you think that those people exist?
Oh, those people exist. All types of people exist. You cannot make up something right now that doesn't exist. Just think about the sicko under the freaking...
No, I'm not talking about that again.
He exists.
I'm not talking about that again.
Okay.
I refuse. I'm just now getting over the story you traumatized me with. So
anyway, I'm telling you, and it's nothing. I'm sorry if I've hurt the Brenda name, because I just made that name up.
No workout Brenda.
No workout Brenda.
Poor Brenda. That's not even our neighbor's name.
No, this is like a fictitious world, and Brenda lives across the street from somebody else.
I don't mean to change the subject, but speaking of neighbors, this is great, y'all. Listen, I've talked about our neighbor. I don't think, did we make up a name for her? It doesn't even matter.
We're not going to say her name.
Well, she doesn't listen to this podcast, and if she does, we're not going to say her good. Name. You need to hear this. You neighbor.
She gets worked up.
Listen.
She gets a little uptight.
If you've been listening to these podcasts, I've talked about said neighbor multiple times because she yelled at me for...
Once, maybe.
No, I've talked about it several times. I've talked about it on my social media. But anyway, she yelled at me. She got on me. She scolded me for driving too fast in the neighborhood.
Did she give you brownies? Was she like, welcome to the neighborhood? No, Slow down!
She didn't welcome me to nothing. She scolded an adult to an adult, and I wasn't even going fast, like she said. But whatever. Maybe to her, I was. But she got on me. And I've always told Jeff about it. And he's, like, not really understanding why I'm so frustrated. It's like, what? Well, why don't you take it from here?
Well, Sunday, I was working out back on the deck and doing some stuff, and I came in to rest. Granted, I was in my flip-flops. Not flip-flops, sandals, slides as the kids call them.
Slides.
And I was in a, like a tank top and my jammy bottoms, which are just
sounds
like...
Sounds so hot. Keep going.
Well, it's basically, you know, my like night pants, you know, like I never change. I just was like, it's Sunday, I'm not doing anything today. And I hear the doorbell ring and there's somebody out front. And I go and I open the door and it's said neighbor. And she's worked up. She's worked up. So I step out because I don't want her. First of all, I open the door looking like that. And I think I know who it is when I open the door, but I'm not sure. But then I'm like, yeah, this is her. This has got to be her. I could tell by the scowl on her face.
Oh, gosh.
On her eyebrows. But then Callie was like our reckless, insane, vicious pit bull.
Did she say that?
No, but she like flinched a little when I opened the door, and Callie was trying to go out to lick her to death because she loves everybody. And I pulled her back and I threw her in the house and I went out there. And she's like, does a Toyota SUV belong to this house? And I was like, no, I don't think it belongs to this house.
I mean, we do have
like belongs to this house is a weird way to put things. Yeah. And she's like, well, I live in number so-and-so down the street, and a Toyota SUV came barreling from this direction, and we live on a cul-de-sac. It came barreling in this direction, and it came down so fast next to the C's house. I don't want to say their name either, but down to, and they're in this, what she would call a hairpin curve. Okay, and the neighborhood speed limit is 25.
No, it's 15. Runyon, it's
15. I never go. I don't know how you go 15. Okay, so she's like, they go barreling down to the hairpin curve, and the people beside these people's house were backing out of their driveway, and they had to slam on their brakes. And I was like, well, they're supposed to be watching. They're responsible for backing out in the road.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, really? Well, we don't have one. And Toyota, she's like, do you know of a Toyota? I was like, this is a cul-de-sac. People turn around. And it might have been one of the people across the street. She's like, was it? And I was like, I don't pay attention to their cars, but they don't seem like the type of people that would be going 50 through the neighborhood and like trying to run over people.
What type of people is that?
And she was like, well, I'm going to go over there and see. And I was like, look, it's not them. I felt bad at that point. I was like, I'm not going to throw this lady across the street to them. I regret that I was so not together. I couldn't mess with her.
I know, because she's the one that got on me. And what I want to know is, why did she come to our house first?
Because of you.
I know.
Because of you and your speeding. And she's got you pegged.
So she assumes that anybody who speeds has to do with me.
She said, She said it's a nice day out and there's children's playing
there
everywhere.
There was not one kid.
There's never children out playing. If they are, you're an adult. You're going to see the children.
Okay.
And you know what? She goes, I have small children. I'm like, oh, you do? Like, because I've never seen them. Have you seen them?
No. I've seen her kids get out of the car.
She's one of them really, really, like, overprotective, like, dominant. Like, the woman, they said she calls, like, the police if you have a party.
But here's my
thing. I'm talking about not a party, just a party. Like, you have a lot of people over, and it might get a little noisy.
Well, we're going to get the police called on us quite a few times.
I can't wait.
But listen, here's my thing. So she assumes that a car speeding from the direction of my house, it has to do with me. So she's going to go down and talk to me again about speeding. And it's not even my car. Here's what I would say. She better not cross me
Look
again.
At you. You just want to fight.
She better not cross me again because I'm sick of it. She is a bully. She's a bully. She's bullying me. And I'm going to put in my yard.
I love it. This is great.
No, I'm putting in my yard.
I love having people like that in the neighborhood.
Can we please get a cricket so I can make these
signs?
It's
comical to have that personality.
I'm going to put in my yard a no bullying sign. And I'm going to put it up. And she's going to know it's her because she is a big old bully. Leave us alone. We don't barrel anywhere. We don't fly down the road. I may go 20.
And she doesn't like when you have your music up.
No,
I just need you to know that.
She does not.
You got to keep your music down because it's distracting and you could be distracted and hurt somebody.
By the time I get to her house, I'm practically in my driveway. She needs to chill it out.
When she was leaving, I wanted to say, what are you going to do? What if it was my car? What if it was me barreling down at 45? And I say, what are you going to do? I'll go as quickly as I want to through the neighborhood. I'm not that type of dude. Like, I'm not going to be
an
butthole just to be a butthole. But I mean, really, what are you going to do? You're going to tell me I can't turn my radio up? I can't turn my music up?
When she's out, when I drive by and she's out walking her dog, and I don't want to ruffle feathers, so when I see her, I do slow way down just because, okay, but now she's really pushing my buttons.
She owns you.
But listen.
She owns you. She's in your head.
No, she's not in my head. Well, she is a little bit, actually. But when I see her and she sees my car, she scurries with her dog to the side of the road like I'm a danger.
Oh, I know. I like that. I like how
she does
that.
Like I'm a danger. Like she pulls her dog real quick and goes to the side. Oh, my gosh, there's a car.
She does it with everybody.
Why? I don't want to say the word, but you know what I want to say. But she is special.
I love it when you get in a tizzy. All worked up over
the neighbor
lady.
When you told me that the other day, I wanted to have been here because I would have gone.
Oh, I looked at the poor lady and I was like, you better be glad Ange ain't here. I was like, I'm so happy for you that she, the one thing though, she was like, and I don't know, you know, the kids take the dog out, so I don't know where the dog takes dumps, but she was like standing in our yard. So she walked through the yard. She didn't even come around and through the sidewalk. So she was like backing up and I'm like, she's got to step in some doo-doo.
I wish she would have. And then said something about it. You walked in my yard. Please use the sidewalk. We don't walk through people's yards. That's rude, said neighbor. Why don't you use the concrete? I don't know. I heard her one day going off on the trash people that pick up our trash.
Yeah, she did. I was like, you don't mess with the trash people.
And they're the nicest people. Those guys are the nicest guys. I don't understand. Anyway, I'm not going to harp on this anymore. I'm sure we will have more stories about said neighbor because Ronnie and I
love having crazy neighbors.
We're fixing to have a party, maybe. We've been talking about here beginning of December, hopefully. And we probably will get the cops called on us. And
we're not that crazy.
You said she calls if you just have a get together, she's calling the cops.
Well, yeah, if there's like a lot of cars out.
Well, there will be.
Well, it's not summer though, so we won't be on the deck or anything with music going on.
What I'm
going
to do to every guest.
Tell them that's our house.
No. That would be great. Is this the Runyon's?
Is this the Runyon's house?
Oh, yes. But what we also are going to do is tell everybody, so we know you're coming, could you please put your music on as loud as you can when you're coming down the road?
Yeah, when you're on the straight stretch to the cul-de-sac.
Turn it up.
Turn up your music.
Super loud.
And go about 40.
When you go around the hairpin curve in our neighborhood, please turn your radio up. Let's just put that out there. Anybody that's going to visit us, let's just make it a given that you're going to turn your music way up. I am not usually an antagonist like this, but people like that.
She's begging for it.
Get on my nerves because she could have that day when she thought I was flying and I said I wasn't flying because I'm driving a car and cars can't fly. This is not an airplane. So can we rephrase that, first of all? Second of all, she could have just said it nicely.
Well, that's the funny thing when you told me the story. She's one of those people that, like, if you give an inch, she takes a mile. Like, well, you were, like, really nice and respectful at first. You're like, I'm so sorry. But she kept harping and kept, like, preaching at you. And as soon as you bit back, she was like, oh, it's so nice to meet you. I'm so sorry.
I did.
Like, you have to be a bitch.
I bit back.
It's like with the kids. It's like you can't just be nice. You got to be it's that type of person where you got to be a complete jerk for them to be respectful.
I think she could see me getting heated because I always wear rubber bands on my wrists, and I even took one off and put my hair up in a ponytail.
Oh,
and I
snap.
Was like, listen.
Oh, it's going down.
Listen. And then I changed my tone. I changed my tone and everything. I was like, look, I'm driving a car. Like, I just went. And
you
when
got
I
out
changed
and flexed on her.
My tone, she started backing down and she took her mom shorts and she waddled off.
All those khaki mom shorts?
They were blue jean shorts.
Ooh, even worse.
I don't know. I'm done. But whatever. But speaking of music, can we talk about music for a minute?
They weren't frayed. They weren't the ones with your, like, right up to your butt.
No,
like, frayed,
Jeffrey,
like Brenda would wear.
No,
like Hot Brenda.
I'm sure she measured them. I'm sure she put her fingers.
Hot Brenda would have the ones with, like, her butt cheek hanging out, and she'd be eating a brownie.
No.
Maybe a chocolate. Maybe some freaking ice cream.
No.
And she would be like, I don't know how I keep this figure.
No. She had on mom shorts, and she probably measured with her fingers. She probably stood there, put knee to knee, and put her hands down to make sure the bottom of her shorts were to her fingertips. That's how long they were. They were like jams. Remember
fair.
We used to have jam?
Yeah.
They called jam. They were like to her knees.
I don't know. That sounds right, though.
They were to her knees. She had a visor on, which you know is a no-no for me.
Yeah, visors are not good for you.
Like, I mean, what? Okay, I need to calm down. Maybe I should have.
Let's move on.
I should have let you fix my drink before the podcast like I wanted to, instead of saying, no, I'll wait for my drink after the podcast. Because I wouldn't be.
I wish I would have got your drink before the podcast.
I wouldn't be so uptight.
I know, but it's good for people to hear that you lose your mind as well.
They know that.
That's what they do if they know you.
If you know me, you know
you
I'm hothead sometimes.
Well, you just wear your emotions on your sleeve. You're very open.
I am very open.
Very easy to.
But can we talk? I want to talk about music for a second. We were talking about.
I love music. It's one of my favorite things.
Oh my gosh, Runyon. But somebody asked me the other day, like they said, "What type of music do you listen to?" Because they said, I look at you and I really can't pin it down. They said some people you can look at and you know they listen to country, or you know they listen to rap, or you know they listen to hard rock. You know what I mean?
Right, yeah, yeah.
But I was confusing them. And I'm like, wouldn't you like to know? I was like, if
you tease.
Turned my playlist on, it just depends. Like if you turn, not my playlist, but my iPad, my music.
Your music,
like,
yeah.
Look through my playlist, I have different types of playlists because to me, I basically, and I think you're like this too, I like almost all types of music except for a couple of categories. I do not care for opera.
No.
I am not really a classical music type of person, but I can see situations where I would listen to it.
Like when I used to study.
Yeah.
Have it on light.
I can see that. I am definitely 100%, without a shadow of a doubt, not a country fan.
No country.
Never.
Nope.
And
except Florida Georgia Line.
I think that's about
it. And that was a joke.
Yeah, that better have been a joke. And I don't like trap music so much.
And you know what? That's stupid to even say, trap music.
No, it's not stupid because the girls listen to it.
Isn't it just hip-hop?
No, it's not hip-hop. There is a distinct.
I don't know the difference because I like some of the stuff and I don't. And I'm like,
it's
what do you mean
hip-hop.
When they're like, you trapping, Dad? I'm like, no, I'm listening to music.
There's trap music and I don't like that. But anything else, but to
is
me,
Lil Wayne's new? Is he trap?
Lil Wayne,
is Lil Wayne's new? Because that's good. That's pretty good.
It's trap. I mean, anyway, it depends on my mood. Okay, so like when I'm working out, I have a playlist for my workout because that is more rap, more hip hop type of music with a touch of Red Hot Chili Peppers. You know what I'm saying? But when I'm cleaning, I am more of like, what would you call it? Pop music, I guess? Like Maroon 5.
Yeah, you're
Justin
more like pop
Timberlake,
rock. Yeah, yeah.
Things like that. You know, and when I'm cooking, sometimes I'm more of like
Jack Johnson, Jason Mraz. Yeah.
John Legend comes in a little bit later in the night, if you know what I mean.
John Legend's a good friend of mine.
John Legend is not a good friend of yours.
He's been a great friend to me.
Oh,
a theoretically. Great friend to me.
Okay, I see what you're saying.
John, you sing. I'm going to try to work something out tonight.
I'm picking up what you're laying down now. Yeah,
John's been good to me.
We saw John Legend
John
in concert.
John sets the mood.
And he is great in concert.
He was so good.
Yeah. He is a good mood music
His
guy.
His voice is incredible. That was a good concert.
It was a very good concert.
Very good concert.
I would definitely go again, but I do love me some John Legend when I'm going to bed, so to speak.
Mm-hmm.
So I am a mood music type of person. I think some people just listen to the same music no matter what they're doing.
I get
bored,
because
they like that. I do too. And I'm even open to new music, like a new, like I like folk. Is it folk?
Sure.
What's that band? Mumford & Son.
Oh, Mumford & Son's great. The Black...
Is that folk music?
Yeah.
Is that what it is?
Yeah.
I do like that.
I've been listening to a new one that's like a little different. My Morning Jacket. They're good.
I've never heard of that.
No, I just heard of them not long ago.
Recently, we started listening to Imagine Dragons. Now, I know they're not new.
No, but they're
not new at all.
They're new to us.
But I don't know. I heard the song Natural, and I was like, oh, my gosh, who sings this? It was Imagine Dragons. I was like, oh, I'm going to go listen to their music. And I'm like, oh, I know that song. And mm-hmm. I really like them.
Yeah, they got some good stuff.
Yeah, so, but I'm definitely...
I just like getting in, like, I got my Sirius XM one. I got my Pearl Jam station.
Boo.
So I love Pearl Jam. I got my Billy Joel station. So you can see the diversity, like... I can freaking totally get down and get lost in Billy Joel. He's intense. He's got so much talent. I love Billy Joel. I love Pearl Jam. Gets me jacked up. It's just good stuff.
Exactly. We have different...
Lots of good... But then again, I love Eminem. Eminem's at the top, man. I love Eminem.
I do love Eminem.
He's so good.
And believe it or
and
not...
I love Jason Mraz. I love John Legend. I love Jack Johnson. I love Dave Matthews Band. I love the Black Keys. I like all kinds of music.
Yes. I do too. But I think my favorite artist would be Justin Timberlake, Maroon 5. I think.
Yeah, that would be for you.
I do.
Definitely, yeah.
But I would love to go to their concert. We went to I love Coldplay.
Coldplay, yeah, that was a great concert too.
But what's the last concert we went to?
John Legend.
Yeah.
John Legend. It's a couple years ago.
No. Has it been that long?
It's been a couple years, yeah.
Runyon, are you sure?
I'm pretty sure.
Why does time go so fast?
I don't know.
It's time we go to another concert. I wanted to go to the Justin Timberlake concert, but oh my gosh, it was so expensive.
Oh, I was totally down. And I mean, I was early looking for tickets, and I was like, oh my gosh.
They were, like, the ones, like, way up.
They're hundreds of dollars.
Were hundreds of dollars, and you would be up and almost, like, behind, not behind the stage.
And it was like, if you wanted to get lower, like, we were so slow, and I thought I wasn't slow. It was like, I can get them for this much, but we won't be together. It's like, I can get one for 400 here and one for 600
gosh.
There, and I can't pay that kind of money.
I can't pay that money for a concert, even if it is Justin Timberlake.
No way, man.
I would love to go, though. And then, like, my friend had tickets to that concert in the party pit, and she's like, I don't even know if I'm cool enough
those
to be
like
in the party pit.
Those are like $4,000 to $5,000 a ticket.
How does she... See, life... See... Going back to the wealthy thing.
You know what that would
do
for me?
I would like to have enough money to be able to go to a Justin Timberlake concert.
And not sweat it. Because I could do those tickets down there. If someone would just donate the cost of those tickets to me, that would get me out of some holes right now.
Oh my gosh. I mean...
Like $4,000 to $5,000 right now?
I'm low-key jealous of people who can just lay down money like that. I am. I'm not going to lie right now. It must be nice.
It is nice.
Kudos to you if you can do that. To help us.
No, that's great, man.
But, you know, that's not our life right now. And you know what, though? I don't even know that I would spend that kind of money to go to an event.
That's what I was
going to
say.
Because I do like Justin Timberlake. And it's the same thing with sporting events. Like, I don't think I would pay that kind of money to go see a football game. Definitely not a basketball game because I can't stand basketball. But any type of event, I cannot justify spending that kind of money, even if I had it.
If I had the money, I would love to freaking go, like, if the Mountaineers played in a big ball game or if it were like the Super Bowl, I would love for the experience to get good tickets and go with my brothers and my dad and just soak that in. You know what I mean? Like, that would be like such a great experience. It'd be like we went to the Super Bowl, this, you know, Yeah. Me and my brothers, my dad, we went to the Super Bowl. We got great tickets. Yeah, it was so much per person, but it'd just be so awesome.
But that's but you're also buying a memory, though, too, of doing something like that. Right.
Yeah, you know? That's the only way I could really see me just shelling out a bunch of money for a game or a concert.
Because you could go on, like, a whole weekend trip with that with that money.
Oh, shoot. $4,000? You go on vacation.
I know. That's what I'm saying. So I would feel really guilty.
Cruise, man. You go on cruise. You go. I mean, you could do a lot.
Yeah.
But
everybody's different.
Some people got credit card, you know.
I mean, some people, to them, going to a concert, spend that money is something that they want to do, and that's fine. By all means, do it.
I'm not judging them. Good for them, man.
I'm just saying me specifically. And maybe some things that I spend money on, they would be like, I would never spend money on that. You know, everybody's different.
Oh, I'm
so
sure. Yeah.
You know, I don't know.
But you don't spend money on anything.
I don't spend a lot of money. I'm just sitting here thinking, I can't think of the last thing I bought for myself that wasn't a necessity. I don't know. I don't think anything, but anyway.
That's because them freaking kids always need something. And it's like, well, I was going to do this, but I got to get the kids this.
It took me...
I want to do that, but I got to get the kids shoes.
It took me about 6 months to get my hair done.
I was going
to
do something this weekend, but one of them's sick, and we've got to get an antibiotic.
Got to love them,
pay for
though.
A doctor visit. Yeah, I mean, it's part of life. It's fine.
That's what you have kids for. They're expensive.
Enjoy the journey. Is what I say.
If you're waiting to have kids until you can afford them, you're going to wait your entire life because you can never afford kids.
No, just don't
period.
Have them.
Period. So just, like, don't have them because you're not going to ever be able to afford them. Or go right now and just have one.
Yeah.
It's that simple.
It's pretty, it is. And it's not that difficult to make them.
No, it's just put on some John Legend.
John Legend.
Turn it up a little bit, but not too much.
Put some candles out. Get some oil.
Right. Oil's nice.
Yeah. Maybe take a shower first.
Take a shower first.
Yep. And after, if it's good.
Well, but if you're trying to have a baby after, you should not.
Have your legs up in the air?
Prop your legs up.
Do you need a special pillow?
No.
You were so fertile. We didn't need nothing, man. It was like, oh, I touched her. She's pregnant.
I know. That's true. That's true. Brooke keeps wanting me to have another baby.
Well, it ain't happening.
I know, right?
It is not happening.
Why would she say
one,
that?
One, because I'd be like, wait a minute, I'm fixed. How'd you get pregnant? Right. And two...
What happens?
You're already pre-excusing?
No, I'm just saying, that happens. Rare.
Yeah. And two, no, we're not freaking crazy enough. We made that crazy choice enough.
Yeah.
Enough. Enough.
I love a cute little baby, but I want the babies that I can give back now. Like, you know, like, I will take this baby for a few hours and get my baby fix, and then you're coming back to get this thing, right? Because I've already been there, done that. I don't need another baby. I'm excited to be a grandparent in about 5 years. That'll be fun.
Let's pump the brakes on 5 years.
I said 5 years.
5 years.
That would be, Maddie will be 23.
Maddie's not having kids for another 15 years. She's not. She's,
how do you know this?
Because I know Maddie. She's Maddie's Maddie.
I don't know. I wouldn't be so sure. Now, Brooke teases me all the time. She's like, oh, then if you're not going to have a baby, I'll just
Let's
have one.
Let's just stop. Stop. I don't want my girls
just
to have babies yet.
I didn't say right now.
Okay, but it makes me nervous.
Well, I mean, it's life, buddy. It's life.
Buddy.
It's life.
You know what? I'm done. I need to run over because Brenda's going to have some of her brownies ready at 8:30. I got to run and see if she's got them made.
Oh, my gosh. You and your hypothetical Brenda. Goodbye.
Good night.